felonies. Let's go, boys.
All right.
I don't have a bright future.
Have Victor do it. He already flunked out of college.
I don't think Victor flunked out.
Yeah.
Well, he's not coming back.
Just quit.
That's what he'd want you to believe.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the LifeCast.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Deanna Manassian, here with four guests this week. Greg.
Yo.
Sydney.
Hello.
Dan.
Hi.
I'm always last.
No, you were second last time.
Yep. Always. Always. Okay, so we have Adam.
I'm always last.
We have Adam.
I'm always last.
Dan.
Hi.
Sydney?
Has Dan's name become two syllables?
The and.
No,
was it apostrophe D&D after name? The D? D apostrophe A-N.
Sydney?
Yes.
And
that
Greg.
Is my name.
I'm always last.
If you didn't say it, I was going to say it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yes. What have you guys been doing this week?
I've been sitting on my ass for a while.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
I died.
You got sick.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a difference.
I pretty much was dead. I literally just sat in my bed for like 4 days straight and watched comedians battling hecklers for 96 hours.
I'm surprised there's that much content.
Yeah, I know. I was started watching reruns. Like, oh, that's my favorite. Yeah. It was like a really every time I get sick, I get really depressed. Because, like, you just kind of sit in bed and you're just like, wow, I am actually doing nothing.
Yeah.
No, and then you watch comedians battle hecklers for 96 hours and you're like.
You didn't sleep?
Yeah, no.
I'm the same
way. You get bored of sleeping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the same when I get sick. I get really depressed and I try to do things and I'm like, I fucking can't because I'm sick. So I get more depressed. Yeah.
Anywho, so I ended up beating Final Fantasy XV.
Okay.
Yep.
And what an interesting game. What an interesting game. That game is garbage. It's a really bad game. I recommend no one play it.
So it didn't get better at the end?
No, it got really, really good at the end.
So was it worth the $60 price tag?
I didn't buy it, so I can't say for sure.
Hypothetically.
Hypothetically, no, I don't think this game is worth $60.
Is it worth $30?
But also, it kind of is. It's weird. This game is like kind of like what I said before. There's only one thing that's changed. So the ending of this game is fucking amazing. I loved it. I thought it was one of the best conclusions to a video game I've played in my entire life. But everything leading up to that point, barring a few interesting scenes like spread throughout the game. This is a huge fucking dumpster fire. This game just loves wasting my time. I think that's the best way I can just put the, like, if I were to just have one word for this game, is that this game fucking loves wasting my time.
It's the waste my time meme.
But in game form.
Oh shit.
So it's like, there's this mission where it's like, oh man, we took away all of your weapons and shit. And I'm like, okay, that can be interesting. Why did you do that? Was it to make me, was it to disempower me? Well, yeah, kind of. The character was disempowered for a few seconds, and then they put on a magical item they had held the entirety of the game, and then they became super powerful. But using these super powerful abilities are super, they all, like, using them practically is garbage, and they all take way too long to use, and they all result in one-shotting your enemies. But using them is super obnoxious. So I pretty much have to fight the enemies in a way that takes me like 20 seconds to kill one basic dude. And then every time I get to a door, the door, instead of just opening instantly, it has a little just to waste my fucking time in this maze-like area in which I'm trying to find my way out. The doors just decide they need to fucking wait a sec before opening. There are cutscenes where they literally say, walk around the fucking train until you arrive. And I'm sitting here, I'm actually walking around a fucking train until, I guess, enough time elapses. And I'm sitting here like, you know, you could have just, I don't know, put me in the fucking city. instead of wasting my fucking time.
Shenmue made you wait for the bus.
It was a different age.
That's different. Shenmue operates on like a global clock system, so it's like the bus comes at this time, you have to wait, or you have to fill your time until the... This is literally, oh, you made it to the train sequence. Wait 2 minutes! Why?
There's a lot of character rendering coming in that 2 minutes.
And so, I'm sitting here on the train, like, what the fuck is this? And there's also the fact that, like, high-level boss fights just take, like, 40 minutes. Like, and you're just sitting there wailing on the boss, yeah, doing the same things for, like, way too fucking long. Long story short, the game fucking loves wasting my time. But, I'm not going to get too specific, but this game is just a game about brotherhood. I think if I were to just like sum up like the theme of the entire game in just one word, it's brotherhood. This game is all about the bond between friends. And a lot of anime does that, but this is one of the best examples of actually selling that theme. There are like certain moments in this game where it's just like, yes, you know, that's just, this is what two people who give a shit about each other are willing to do for each other. And like, and they're not gonna, you know, stick things in people's holes and stuff. It's just all about actual fucking camaraderie. And sadly, I feel like we need a few more games like that.
Absolutely.
That's actually just about friendship and not people doing the fuck on each other. Because it's like
doing the fuck.
Because it's just like this. Like I feel like there's gonna like, I feel like it's gonna be like the next generation is gonna be a whole bunch of just like horny brats who like don't know what friends are.
yeah.
And it's like, cause like everything's all about, and like, just look at it. Okay, so Bucky and Captain America, they're really fucking good friends. They go to the ends of the earth for each other. Everyone wants them to fuck. The new Rogue One movie comes out. The Chinese dude and the big like Filipino dude with the gun, or he might be Hispanic. With the gun, they're really good friends. Everyone thinks they fuck. And I'm just like, can we have people who don't fuck for a sec? Speaking of people who don't fuck, all the protagonists of Final Fantasy XV. Not fuck. If you were playing this game hoping they would fuck, I'm sorry, I spoiled you. They do not fuck. But back a bit more seriously, there are some genuinely, like, also fucking, sorry, I'm going to get back. This, I'm like, shots in this game. Final Fantasy games are known for being beautiful, but like there are like when it does like the Kingdom Hearts like budget upgrade and the game starts to look really, really pretty, they have some of the most beautiful just like shots I've ever fucking seen in my entire life. And it's like actually breathtaking at sometimes. But like I said, the rest of the game is but so wait for this game to go on sale for $30, play it. If you're not like a stickler like me and like you don't really care about gameplay that much, play this fucking game, because like if you can play this game and you're not like pulling your hair out like second to second, this is gonna be one of your favorite games ever. I can guarantee you that. But for me, that is just not the case. So anybody else been up to anything?
I played more Overwatch this week. I'm still trash at it. I like Symmetra. I think her changes are really good. I find myself liking Sombra, which is weird because I usually don't play attack or assault heroes in multiplayer games, like, ever. And I can't hit things, so I've stopped playing Anna for the time being. And that about sums up Overwatch this week. We've been playing competitive. Yeah. It doesn't matter. I have gone into competitive not wanting to win, and it's been fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's been good. That's all I have to say. I have been doing pretty much nothing. I slept a lot. I didn't have work this week. It was good. It was so good. Anyway.
I've been playing Overwatch since 9 o'clock this morning.
Hey! I'm a fan of your mercy, because you,
You don't heal things?
Yeah,
I do heal, though.
She has this very controversial playstyle where all she does is shoot everyone. And it's really funny.
I also heal.
But yeah, you definitely
I multitask.
Like, I just like...
As one does.
just like watching your mercy as compared to like the standard like meta mercy. It's just funny to see how often... Like, for, there's a difference. It's like... There is a skill in knowing when to pull out your pistol as mercy. But for you, it's like knowing when to pull out your heel stick. Yeah. It's like you have your default state is gun.
Your default state is not
heel stick. So you'll come back alive, you pull out the gun. and then like if someone's low, then you pull out the heel stick.
Are you referring to my 12 objective kills?
Yes, I <I'm, laughs> to your average of like 8 eliminations a game or some shit.
My favorite is when you're under Bonnie and there was like, I think it was like a Reinhardt at almost full health.
Oh my god!
And there's a Symmetra to your right at low health. You take your heel stick, click for like a split second, take your gun out, and shoot the Reinhardt. It was great.
Oh man.
That's enough Symmetra. Fucking deal with that.
That might have actually been enough. Might have gone brought right. it from like 45 HP to 50
it's
HP.
It's for enough for the shield.
And then the rest would have been her shield. Yeah.
So. I mean, if you calculate it, that's fantastic.
That's a high level math.
I can't wait for you to be a pro mercy. You're going to get signed to USA's Overwatch team.
Attack mercy.
I mean, you'll probably do better than they did.
Mercy has no mercy.
Mercy. It's time for the pharmacist to be the harmacist. Fucked it up. I fucked it up.
Bam, bam.
Oh god.
I also play Farrah.
Hey.
Farrah cannot heal on the side.
No.
No.
Let's play 76.
Yeah. Just run out of people.
Focus on.
And then just run people press E and then leave it.
I have a hard time playing with any heroes. I have to throw things on the ground currently because I'm playing on my photojournalism portfolio with a wireless mouse, which probably isn't optimal. Like, man, I'm going to get a big person mouse when I get my PC and be like, what's this?
Big person. It's bigger than my hand.
Probably. Other than that, I watched a lot of TV and movies this week.
Hey.
I've got through 3 seasons of Orphan Black and was devastated to find out that season 4 is not free on Amazon Prime. It's on Amazon Prime for $14.
Gross.
And I'm like, no. No.
I actually have Amazon Prime. Thanks, promotion. The fucking Twitch Prime thing.
Oh.
If you don't like disconnect it, they just automatically charge you for a year of...
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Of Amazon Prime?
Yeah. I have 1 year of Amazon Prime because I did the Twitch promotion thing.
Jeez.
Okay.
It's kind of fucked.
That's
you know,
really
maybe,
fucked.
You know, you should like, I don't know, maybe let me
include
know.
That's
that.
That's an $80 thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not like an extra $5 or fucking Crunchyroll.
I got
five for
it. It was really funny because my friend, he was telling me, he was like, oh yeah, you can probably just call them and disconnect it. Yeah. But I rage bought something. I was like, you fuckers, you're gonna give me? This isn't smart. Don't be like me. Be smarter than me. But I was like, you fuckers, you're gonna charge me $80? I'm gonna buy something. Show you, fucker. I'm gonna use this 2-day shipping.
Did you buy like a bookmark?
I don't even remember what I got.
Oh, I don't understand Amazon Prime because I got the student version in like, it had to be my freshman year because I think I was getting it exclusively for Christmas presents being delivered to my mom's office. And I just didn't get charged for that for like 2 years.
Same.
And I still don't know if I'm being charged for it because I never like, I feel like I'm never missing $60 from my account at any point. So either I have really good timing with when they do it, and they just do it when I have a lot of money in my checking, or they just haven't charged me for like 2.5-3 years.
They didn't charge me for 3 years after I got Prime Student, and they only just recently found out, like over the summer, they found out that they hadn't been charging me instead of charging me, so I canceled.
Like, bye.
Thanks, bye.
See, I got Amazon Prime. It's still at the student price of $60. But my entire family pays for it. Because everyone uses my Amazon account.
My mom has Amazon Prime, so I'm like, why do I have Amazon Prime anymore?
Yeah.
I got Toronto Wind Whisper.
You can get a second one. Sell it.
It's gonna be
on your second Hearthstone account?
I'll make a Smurf account on my mom's. to go with my level 12.
Mom's battle net?
No, I'll be level 12. My Smurf will be level 1. No one will expect it.
Nothing more valuable than a Hearthstone account with zero cards and
draw. Oh, you were talking Overwatch.
Yeah, I was talking Overwatch.
Yeah, and Overwatch, absolutely no one will expect it. Oh, I also played a lot of Jackbox games this weekend.
I saw that a lot. Yeah. I was wondering who you were playing with.
My family.
Okay.
I was worried she was going to say, by myself.
That's what I thought. I thought you were making, like, custom games.
He's got two phones in your hands. Look, Quiplash, wow. That was a good joke, Deanna. I agree, Deanna. That was really good.
Man, penis is a funny answer to this one.
I hate Quiplash.
I fucking despise Quiplash.
I enjoy it. I enjoy actually all of the Jackbox games because I do have a large family and we all are constantly on our phones.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, let's do something together. Yeah. It's fun.
I usually just beat them.
My dad just wants to play trivia.
Huh?
My dad just wants to play trivia again.
I know. Every time on Discord he comes and mentions
it. He's like, are you playing trivia? I'm like, no!
He's a dad. Microsoft That's all Word. He's got left is his knowledge of World War II and fucking samurai.
He's not that old. He knows pop culture from like the 80s and 90s.
Somebody also doesn't know about World War II.
No, not really.
What?
That's my mom.
Okay. That makes sense. I've met them and that makes sense.
Yeah.
I also really enjoyed playing TKO with my family, because we have a lot of inside jokes that just, it went together with the images that we created. It was a good time.
Hey.
I'd show the podcast, but it doesn't work that way. It's an audio-only podcast.
Let's describe it pixel by pixel. All right. Colors.
So, there's zone. Like a lot of black pixels, and then there are some gray ones.
Okay, so 1-1 is black, 1-2 is black, 1-3 is black, 1-4 is black, 1-5 is black.
No, it was a good time. It was a good time. Everyone got mad at me for winning trivia.
No.
I mean, I'm the oldest. I gotta.
Gotta assert your trivia dominance.
Goddamn right!
Thanks, Snaffle.
Anyway.
What'd you do, Dan?
Not all at once.
Don't fall in the closet.
They have some sick coat hangers in there. If I were you, I'd fall in there. It'd be a good company.
Our coat hangers good company?
Yeah.
Were
you not expecting this question?
I was, but like, what the fuck have I been doing?
Quick, let's switch seats.
Yeah, that way Adam won't be last.
I'm always last.
No, Adam, what have you been playing?
Hey, look, it sounded like Dan was about to actually say something, and I cut him off. I feel bad.
I didn't spend as much time playing things as I did watching things I have played, because I was looking over footage for fighting games and stuff to see where I go wrong.
Okay, so you were learning how to optimize your tech?
Yeah.
It's gotta be a sweet
I was about to say rude. I was about to say rude.
What?
I don't know if the mic is picking that up, but I'm glad. I don't think it is. No, we got a nice flat line.
Nice.
The waveform's dying. The podcast is dead. Sorry, guys, we lost it.
Oh, no.
What?
Anyways.
Anyway.
I thought you said gazpacho.
No.
I don't even know what gazpacho
is. I've not. It's cold.
He's that elephant in chowder.
Ew.
Yeah, yeah.
Cold soup?
I'm pretty sure it's cold potato soup.
Now that's...
Oh, no, wait, that's ichiswa.
Now that's small potatoes.
Like in Drake and Josh? Dr. Vichy Swan?
I completely forgot about that.
I just remember in Webkinz, if you watch the TV, the chef was called Chef Gazpacho.
That That's such a specific memory, and yet I have it. I have that memory also.
I had like an entire 2 years where I didn't have friends and just had Webkinz.
I was like a third party to Webkinz. Because both my sisters were into it. This was like this. I was 14 and I thought I was too cool for everything.
Oh, man.
So, my mom bought my sister's Webkinz, and then my cousin got like an insane amount of Webkinz. Like, you would not believe. And I did not.
Yeah, you're both so sad. For different reasons.
Because like I didn't let them know that it was affecting me, but on the inside I was like, I want Webkinz too. Oh. God damn.
All right, so
playing then about Street Fighter.
He was watching his VODs, noticing his mistakes, and
yes,
getting less bad, because that's what we're all trying to do.
I noticed that one of my biggest things is, like, sometimes I'll just forget that neutral exists.
That's not important. I mean...
I feel you there.
Man. I can't words. Sorry.
I feel you there, because it's a bit different for me, because my goal in life is the destruction of the neutral game. So my goal in fighting games is to disrespect the neutral game in all regards and still have it work somehow. Even though it's a nearly, some would say, impossible task. But, you know, I'm ready for the challenge.
See, if I did that with the characters I play, I'd just always lose.
Yeah.
Because, like, in Street Fighter, I play Alex. In Guilty Gear, I play Batman. Both of those characters are very neutral heavy.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be in order to be successful with them. And another thing I noticed was that I will just fall for literally any overhead, just whenever, which is really bad.
Yeah. I know what that one means. I know. Okay. I know.
So an overhead is a move that when you do it, if your opponent is crouch blocking, it hits. They have to block it high.
Most people are over my head.
Sydney actually can't block anymore. So if you just repeatedly spam overhead, she just can't block. She has the jump block. And that's not even a feature in Street Fighter, as far as I know.
You can still jump, right?
You can jump. I don't think you can jump block, right?
Okay. Not in Street Fighter, yeah. No. It depends on the game.
Yeah, I've played some fighting games forever. Where you can like jump and do 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 do.
Yeah.
I'll use Nikali's hair like a jump rope.
I'm sure he would love it. He's kind of sitting there going, yeah. Wow. And he suddenly takes a bite out of your leg. Devour, hour. Oh, Nikali. Fucking dumbass. I'm still mad about Nikali, because when I first saw him, like, oh, look at him. He looks so fucking dope. And, like, they kind of made it seem like he was going to be the big bad. And it was just like, JK, it's Bison again. He's a bad guy. And it's just like, oh.
It's the funniest thing, like, in the Street Fighter V story, he could not be less relevant.
Yeah.
Like, Nikali or Bison?
Nikali.
Yeah.
Oh. Bison just kind of showed up at the end to be like, oh, I'm Bison.
Yeah, when Nikali shows up to fight Ryu, like...
Twice!
Twice, yeah. He just shows up and he's like, Ryu. Oh, but he doesn't say words. He's like, I'm Eat. Like, in the beginning of the game, he just gets ass whipped by Ryu. He shows up back up at the end, like, near the climax. Gets beat up by Ryu again. And he's gone. That's it. Two fights, both to Ryu. Loses both. Man. Yeah.
And then somewhere in between that, Alex thought Dawson was a mugger.
That
for some reason.
Racist.
I mean, no. I think Alex is stupid as hell. Usually it's like, wow, a mystic. He's probably trying to rob me.
I found out recently that apparently one of the things Alex hates more than anything is broccoli, and I think that's the funniest shit.
He just
really doesn't like broccoli.
How did he somehow manage to cut without eating any vegetables?
Impressive. Oh, yeah. I looked up a picture of Alex because I forgot who he was, and that makes a lot of sense.
He's one of your squats.
Oh, yeah! He's squat guy!
Yeah, he's angry squat.
I can't squat from here.
It's because you're seated.
Yeah.
That'll do it. Transitions.
Yeah. Yep. Transitions are a thing.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Right. I
thought he had one. We really need to work on those.
Yeah. Communication is key.
We're all looking at you.
Yeah,
boy. I got distracted by this plug.
Okay. I played a few things this week. Owlboy was one of them.
Hey. I saw you playing Owlboy.
I started Owlboy. I don't quite know how far I'm in. I don't know in comparison to how long it is. I'm at like the lava place. I don't know if that's like close to the end or
the lava, like where it goes really dark, or after that.
What do you mean when it goes really dark?
Are there a fuck ton of mosquitoes and fireflies?
Yeah.
Okay, we're in the same spot.
Yeah. Oh, you mean like actually dark, not
like visibly dark.
Oh yes. It has gone visibly dark, not thematically.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it got thematically dark like within half an hour.
Yeah, but I thought you meant like the next step into it.
No.
No.
Like Bloodborne with no brightness.
Yeah.
I know exactly where you are.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Oh, yeah. I was going to say, even with brightness even, max, yeah. That game is dark as hell. Yeah.
With, like, the most Crash Bandicoot-ass enemy I have ever seen in my life. Like, if there were a video game award for most Crash Bandicoot-like fucking enemy,
it would be
the one that throws the fucking rock at you. Have, like, just the sound effects.
Yeah.
Just the sound effects alone, I'm like,
and then
what
you,
the fuck?
You fucking Bandicoot spin and knock it back at him.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The most fucking Crash Bandicoot-ass enemy ever is that fucking thing. What is it?
It's like a little beard. Like a little, it's like a little rock dwarf.
Yeah.
And he's got big arms.
No, those are the dudes that throw the
thing. Yeah, I was just saying, he's a Geo dude. He's a Cheeto dude.
I'm thinking about the ones that shoot the small rock at you. Not the ones that throw the big fucking things and they explode into a bunch of flies.
I don't remember the small ones.
It's the same thing. Just one of them's wearing a mask and one isn't.
Oh, it's the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that. I haven't noticed that. I have been playing that. And I don't quite know how I feel about it yet. I'm not, like, terribly enjoying it right now. It does some cool things. It feels really fluid in the way it, like, introduces new things and new areas. I like that a lot. But, yeah, I'm finding, like, the moment-to-moment stuff not to be absurdly fun.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm pretty, like, average on the game as a whole. I've completed it, so...
Yeah.
I don't want to say too much about it until more people have completed it. But yeah, I'm in a similar place about the game as a whole.
Yeah, I don't have a hell of a lot to say about it right now because I'm stuck in the middle of it, and I don't know if maybe they'll change some of the things that I don't like about it. But we'll see. But another thing I did play, which I absolutely love, is Planet Coaster, which I put about like maybe 10 hours of in like the span of 2 days. Planet Coaster is a new. As you can probably tell by the title, the new roller coaster simulator by the Frontier people, and they also hello Ben.
Hey,
hello.
And I also found out today, watch out for the jugular. Oh, you heard me. I thought it was soundproof. No, I fucking hate you. Don't lick the glass.
That's not sentient.
It's Clorox.
You're gonna die.
There's peanut butter on that glass.
That's the second time we reference peanut butter.
Yeah, Ben's allergic to it.
Oh. That explains why it would be funny if he rubbed it all over his body.
Yes.
I get it. Because he would die.
Yeah.
Yeah, or if he wasn't quick enough to stab himself in the thigh.
I'm supposed to know how to use an EpiPen, and last year somebody at my camp walked up to me and was like, do you know how to use this? And I said no, and she said I'll show you, and then she just didn't. And I'm really glad the person in my group didn't need an EpiPen.
Oh yeah,
I'm sure you could have figured
don't
it out.
Just
stab
like,
the shit out of them.
Yeah, that's what they all said. They're like, just aim for the thigh.
Yeah, but like where am I supposed to just shoot it? Anywhere?
Right here. Right where the meat is thickest.
But like am I going for like a
the
thigh?
Children are seven. No. They're not very thick.
Am I going for like a thigh vein? Am I trying to inject it
no,
into their
it's
fucking
supposed
bloodstream?
To,
or am I just fucking... Because
they're supposed to inject it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I learned this in first aid class. You can't
please
actually...
Please teach me.
You can't inject someone with their own EpiPen.
What do you mean?
What? Because they could be like... They could sue you, actually, for injecting them
oh,
with their
really?
Own EpiPen. Yeah. So you have to...
But the
you have to give it to them, take off the cap, and they have to stick it in their, like, thigh at where their arm ends. On the side.
What if you have
normally long... It'll be somewhere in the thigh.
Oh, whoops!
I got my baby toe.
And alternatively, what if your arms are really short?
And it's like, ah, my hip! And I just like, whoops, my heart's gone.
How do you...
Not only do you have a short arm, it's also curved upwards. You're fucking velociraptor.
Yeah, velociraptors, if they have a peanut allergy, it's a tough life.
If you're a velociraptor, you listen to this podcast, you are fucked.
Yeah, I'll cut it.
Have fun editing.
Keep it, what the hell?
Yeah, we might as well.
Minus the silence.
So, I was playing if you're hearing this, Ben interrupted us and we went on the tangent about EpiPens because he's allergic to peanuts.
Yep. Apparently he has no other qualities. Just whenever we see him, we say you're allergic to peanut butter.
He makes a joke about it at least once every time we hang out, though.
I think we're the ones who make the jokes.
Details.
I almost said don't eat those cookies, the peanut butter cookies that are on Pat's table, though. I was like, he probably fucking knows.
He probably knows.
These are peanut butter cookies. Ben, don't eat them in case they have peanut butter in them.
I've made peanut butter cookies before. When they say they have peanut butter in them, they mean a jar.
Oh, man. That's such a brilliant observation. Somebody's like, oh, I'm looking out for you. It's like, wait, you're not a fucking dumbass. You probably know how not to die. Oh, man.
So, Owlboy.
Planet Coaster. Also, one more thing about Owlboy. Apparently, you can upgrade your health and shit like that. I didn't know that. Yeah. And I'm like halfway through the game. Like, I think with like the standard health bar, and I'm like, these enemies are doing a lot of damage in one hit. So yeah.
Yeah, probably have enough coins saved up to like double your health bar.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
It's just like Fire Emblem Awakening, not knowing what the hell Master Seals did.
You poor soul.
I still don't know what they do because I've played about half an hour of Fire Emblem Awakening.
It shouldn't be too bad.
They level up your units. They cap out on one level and then you have to level them up and they'll go up more levels from there.
That's dumb as hell.
So mine are stuck at level 20.
They don't change their class.
Yeah.
They become advanced class.
So like a knight will turn into a general.
That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, it's like the only interesting mechanic. But that's like the only reason I play those games, to be like, and then my mage turns into a sorcerer! I'm really happy. I'm like, oh, fuck yeah! This is worth the 20 hours it took!
No, I thought it was like, oh, they leveled up to level 5 and they can't gain any more XP until you unlock them. Like, no.
Sorry, Robin, you're done at 5.
He's just like, I can't save the world at level 5! That's not my problem, kid. Nothing personal, kid.
So, yeah.
Planet Coaster.
I started that, and it started... I spent some time with the sandbox thing, and I also spent some time... They have, like, a career mode.
Yeah.
As I was saying earlier, I found out today that it was actually the developers of Roller Coaster Tycoon 3, and I had no fucking idea. Apparently, there's a whole lawsuit going on with them right now between Atari and them.
Ports are.
Something, yeah.
He's like, we have no money!
Yeah, they went.
We need money!
Yeah, they went bankrupt.
What do you want?
When they went bankrupt, apparently they didn't give Frontier all the money that they... because this is the second lawsuit. Apparently they didn't give them all the money in the first lawsuit, and they're like, wait, what the fuck, you guys have money now? Hey, we want our money!
He's like, hey, fuck off.
Yeah, so yeah.
Why is Atari still, like, what do they do?
Exists.
They make plug and play games.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
The fucking profitable market is plug and play games. They make two sales a year. But yeah.
Do you know how many games my plug and play games my dad and my grandma like bought for us?
Six.
More than that.
Damn.
Like recently,
that's
or
like,
just like
over the years.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
It was all at, like, one time. It was all over, like, 2 years.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I got the SpongeBob one.
We got the SpongeBob one, too. Yeah. We got the High School Musical one. We got the Disney one with the Lion King and the Aladdin.
Mm-hmm.
We got the Aladdin. the shitty Aladdin port from the, I think, NES or SNES.
Super Nintendo.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. We got Jeopardy. We got Wheel of Fortune. We got that British one that's yellow and it has the stick and it has like 50 games on it. That's 7. I was not.
Is it called like let's the talk about
good games. Please continue. Yeah.
But you know what isn't on that? Planet Coaster.
Yeah.
You know the game that I've segued into three times?
And now we're going to talk about Bioshock.
No, so I think I've actually been the cause of two of my.
But, please finish.
Yeah, so it's a roller coaster simulator. And basically, they kind of just did what City Skylines did, where they just said, hey, Sims are really fucking great. Let's make a really good one that isn't fucking SimCity or that isn't fucking Roller Coaster Tycoon. And they absolutely fucking nailed it. It's a little hard to get into because there's no real tutorial mode for it. So you kind of have to either know how these things go or watch their YouTube videos. So there's a section where it's like tutorial videos. And they're not like embedded in the game or anything. It literally opens up a Steam browser to their YouTube playlist of tutorials. And I'm like, I'm not going to watch a half hour of tutorials. So I just fucking went for it. It took me a while longer because I never really played the old roller coaster sim games. So it took a little while longer, but I got the hang of it. There's some things I don't really like about it. There's like a terrain editor in it, which is kind of janky, where you can just like, say you have this vast open space, and say there's a fucking mountain in the middle of it. You can just like make it disappear. But there's no proper way to smooth things.
Oh.
Like, well enough. So more often than not, like, I'll have, like, a path where it's like, whoa, these people are going on a fucking trip to this
ride. You have to make a roller coaster to get to the rest of the park.
Yeah. So, like, the sickness meter goes substantially up as they're walking to the ride. They're like, oh, you're in for a fucking treat. But, yeah, it's super, super in-depth. I'm liking it a lot. I don't know if you could do this with, like, old roller coaster sim things. But, like, I like how you can have, like, a point of view of the rides that you create. Like, they have, like, a camera, like, a first-person view. Say you make a roller coaster. You're like, well, I want to see what this roller coaster looks like. You can just click on it and click on the first-person view. And you can just ride your own roller coaster.
Yeah. Can you put on a VR headset?
I actually don't know if it has VR support.
That would be interesting.
It probably should.
Yeah.
People make the fucking gnarliest roller coasters.
Yeah.
And then you just put them up on the Steam Workshop and people just download them. Yeah. That'd actually be dope.
Yeah.
I super dig this game. There's not much to really say about it. It's a really, really well done roller coaster simulator. It's like a little rough around the edges, but
isn't it like still technically in early access?
No, it's officially out now. It came out like in late November, I think.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, it's 1.0 now. There's some things that are rough around the edges, but yeah. I think they could fix that in due time.
Yeah, this is a very like. The devs are going to just keep working on it kind of game.
Yeah,
it's absolutely. Not like 1.0 and they're like, all right, now we're working on Roller Coaster Tycoon. I mean, Planet Coaster too.
Yeah. I'd imagine they're going to keep adding this because they just added a whole bunch of Christmas items and stuff like that.
Yeah. I've been following people who like are obsessed with the game. And they always talk about how the devs are like super in the community and like talking all the time. It's definitely a game that's going to like... continually get developed for like probably until like they decide, hey, I don't want to play this game anymore.
Yeah,
like 5 years down the road, maybe.
Yeah, and it absolutely seems like that. Like, it seems like a thing that, like, right when. Never mind this point. But it's really good.
Yeah,
it's really good.
Yeah, you play anything else?
Hitman. I played some Hitman. I did the Christmas. Episode of that was a hell of a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's been better than the last couple of episodes.
This was an episode. This is like a Christmas like mission. It's not really. It's not a new map. It takes place in Paris. The first one.
Okay.
And
so it was back to the good stuff.
Yeah, back to the good stuff. So you have the two targets in this one are the two people from Home Alone, and they're
oh my god,
the two people from Home Alone, and you have to, and they're going around the entire place stealing things, and like the whole. Mm-hmm. Place.
They're stealing the fucking Eiffel Tower.
They're stealing the whole Eiffel Tower.
Piece by piece.
Piece by piece.
You gotta stop them.
They're just going around the party. They'll like be around Christmas trees and they're like taking the presents and shit like that, and you gotta stop them from taking all the shit. And it's a hell of a lot of fun. And also Santa's there. Santa is just there and he teleports from place to place and you can kill him. And you can wear his costume and kill people with Santa. That's a lot of fun.
Santa's there.
Do you get like it's like a fat suit as well, or are you just like thin ass?
No, it's a fat suit. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
You got the barcode sticking out from the hat.
You're a hearty Santa. Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Yep.
And if you're dressed up as Santa, you can escape through the chimney.
Oh, that's really cool. When you finish
the mission.
That's cool.
Ho ho ho!
It's a lot of fun.
You've been playing anything else?
No.
Has anyone been playing anything else?
I played solitaire.
Oh!
Out of sadness.
Yeah, I'm gonna say, I don't think you can play solitaire out of anything but
sadness. Well, I used to actually really enjoy playing solitaire, but that was before I discovered other games.
Yeah, that solitaire is like the... That's like when you're still small.
That's
shitty.
Before you discover Space Pinball on Windows XP.
3D Space Pinball.
No, my shit was my dad had a CD of old Atari games, and we used to play Breakout for hours at a time.
It's all about fucking Game Tangent.
Oh my god.
Polar Bowling.
Polar Bowling.
Was my Trade Winds shit. Legends.
I vaguely remember that.
Polar Bowling is as fuck, though.
And Peggle. Peggle was on Tangent.
Yeah. Was it?
Game Tangent. Yeah, it was. Yep.
I had a Winnie the Pooh storybook.
It was a
CD game.
Okay, I was going to say.
Disney had a lot of licensed games for computers.
I thought you were just saying you had a book once. I was like,
So, there's been something going around on Tumblr specifically that has made a resurgence from the depths of the internet.
Oh, dear.
And that is a Japanese web game called Winnie the Pooh Baseball.
Yes!
I assure you it was not that.
Japanese?
Oh, no. Basically, there is a Japanese Winnie the Pooh baseball game that for some reason, after you beat like three of the pitchers, like you're hitting the balls, they just straight up start cheating.
Yeah.
Getting through the last two before they start cheating...
What was the notorious hard one? Was it Owl?
It was Christopher Robin.
Other than Christopher Robin. One other.
It must have been Owl.
It would be Owl.
You told me Christopher Robin
or Rabbit. Yeah. Christopher Robin is like the final boss of this game.
No, it has to be Mr. Owl.
What do you mean? Mr. Owl's fucking wise as hell. He ain't no cheater.
No, he's an asshole. He's the last boss in Tinker's Honey Hunt. Where you play rock, paper, scissors.
This is such a nuanced discussion. But... like, even getting to the two pitchers before, I can't remember who they are in order. I know Eeyore's the first one.
Yeah. Oh.
And then I
here
think it's...
here comes a slow one.
Maybe Piglet, Tigger.
I know Tigger was... I think it was Eeyore, Piglet, Tigger, Rabbit.
There's only so many people in Winnie the Pooh.
The Owl.
Kanga and Roo.
Yeah, those two.
Kanga and Roo were one.
Rabbit.
Yeah, those guys gotta be at the bottom.
Yeah.
Are you counting Heffalumps and Woozles?
No, there were no Heffalumps and Woozles.
I am a Heffalump.
The Heffalumps and Woozles are in the pitches.
I take my Winnie the Pooh lore very seriously.
But yeah, the two after Eeyore required precision timing. This is like level 2 and 3 of a kid's baseball game.
This is in Japan, though. Japan doesn't fucking play around. Every time they send a game over here, it's like,
we get the baby edition.
Yeah, we get the fucking baby edition because it's too hard for a casual
American. Like,
Doki
Doki.
And they're not wrong. They're absolutely not wrong.
Yeah.
They're just better than us.
Yeah. And I'm just glad it's making a resurgence. Because I remember seeing it, like, once a while back. Maybe 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah. That's about the time I remember seeing it.
Yeah. And then everyone has been, like, making memes of it. It's good.
Like Christopher Robin's cheater.
Yeah. Christopher Robin is
God. So how do they cheat? Is it like...
It's like the ball, when they pitch, the ball, like, it goes off screen, and, like, it just teleports places and shit like that.
So they also have magic powers.
But, yeah.
I thought they were, like, throw sand in your eyes or some shit.
I'm pretty sure they do that, too.
It's like body...
Like, I haven't seen it myself.
And the guy's starting to pinch, and he just starts whipping at your knee, and slowly you just, like, gets... You can't just swing
as fast. Is this like Winnie the Pooh Baseball Slugfest edition?
Yeah, then it evolves into melee.
My two favorite GameCube games.
So, if no one else has been playing anything this week...
Nope.
Or has not heard of anything this week...
I heard a lot of comedians of fight Drunk white girls.
Hey! My people!
I actually remembered playing something that's relatively entertaining.
Oh, okay.
To talk about. As of late, I have been playing... I've been on a nostalgia trip lately, yep. And I've been playing a lot of this little game called Yu-Gi-Oh! Forbidden Memories. And it's actually a really good game.
Okay.
It basically completely disobeys the rules of Yu-Gi-Oh! Entirely.
What rules? I mean, of the actual card game?
Of the actual card game.
Because like the anime has no rules. It just does whatever it needs at the moment.
It's fucking great. Like, first off, fusion is absolute bullshit now. You don't need any card to fuse. You just select the two cards and they just fucking do it. Yeah, and the fusion requirements are not the same. Like, instead of, like, having, like, a specific card need two specific other cards to fuse, it's just like, oh, a plant and a girl make the Queen of Autumn Leaves.
Plant and girl. Girl cards are my favorite.
Girls on Tumblr be like.
No, and stuff like that. It's fucking great. Like... A dragon plus, like, anything electric makes the twin-headed thunder dragon. It's stupid. I love it.
Where do you get the second head?
From the thunder.
You roll it out of your shoulder.
Is it the twin?
Yeah.
Okay.
You just gotta yank it out.
Real hard. It's so fun.
Well, I finally have a friend.
Yes.
You can play Jackbox together.
Two phones each. Oh my god.
Yeah, that's a lot of questions. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so several people asked us questions this week. And Ooh. We're going to start out with Sydney asked us a question.
Fuck,
we also got
this one.
Yeah, we also got two answers from other people.
I should do those.
Tell your story of finally completing a level in a video game that you've been stuck on for a really long time, or a game similar situation, but, I'm derailed, or a similar situation, but where you haven't beaten the level or segment. If you've listened to this podcast at all, you've know I have not beat Hotline Miami yet, and I'm still stuck on it. Anyway, we got two answers, from Pilar Browning. After running away from fights in Final Fantasy X when the game originally released, I wasn't huge in RPGs, and I just wanted to experience the plot. Spent 2 years grinding on and off to planes to beat that jackass Seymour. All hail Riku's limit inflicting poison, regardless of immunities, by the way. I've since developed a fondness of grinding. And then Kennedy said, Devil Survivor 1, final boss, had to grind up 10 to 15 levels with creatures like 10 levels below me. Took months, but I was determined. Hardest boss battle of my life to this very day.
Goddamn.
Remember grinding in the lecture hall?
Huh?
Remember grinding in the lecture hall?
Oh, yeah. Except I didn't beat Bloodborne either.
You didn't?
No.
Oh.
We're not going to go there.
Yeah, have you not heard the story? We've told it like
two. No, I know about the Great Whap.
The Great Whap. Well, yeah, the Great Whap was responsible for her never beating the game.
Yeah, I was technically one boss away from the game. Like,
oh, okay.
The game.
Yes.
Because yeah. I remember you
That's
you'd
why
beat the
stung
wet nurse.
So much. No, I never beat the wet nurse.
I thought you did.
Dave She's wanted right. to beat it for me, but I was like, no, I had to do it myself. I haven't beat Bloodborne. I also have not beat Xenoblade Chronicles. I'm still stuck right before one really big plot twist. At least, like, on my actual save file.
Unsurprisingly, I've got many answers from my first experience with the Souls game. But I'll only tell one for now. So the legendary Smough and Ornstein is
Are they the twins? Well, kind of.
Smough and Ornstein, they have the dragon slayer, the guy in the lion armor, and the big fat dude with
yes.
the So this boss fight, infamous forever. If you make it past this point, then you're able to handle anything. Once you're able to do this, you're good for the rest of the game. This is a very hard boss fight. It's the first time where you fight two people at the same time. Two people who could be hard enough to beat bosses by themselves, but together, they become one of the hardest boss fights in probably gaming history. For people who are familiar with the Souls formula, you could probably body them without getting hit now. But at the time, when you're unfamiliar with the systems, it was very, very hard. So for me, I vaguely remember my first playthrough. It's all kind of blurred together at this point, but I'm pretty sure I was using the Baldur Swag Sword, also known as the Baldur Side Sword. It's just this dope-ass, just straight sword with a very sort of large guard, and it's just basic, and it looks very nice. I don't remember the exact levels of it, but it was a very high-level weapon, and I've been fighting this boss for hours, probably, at this point. And so I just say, fuck it, and I pull out the halberd. Now, the halberd class weapons are very busted. It's probably like a +1 halberd. I pull out this weapon, and I just body them. It takes me, like, I might have died once, but, like, having after a very good run, and I just, like, switch this weapon that's significantly weaker than my Baldur Swag Sword, and, like, and I just pulled it out, and I used it to beat the boss, and I was, like, and then I used the halberd for the rest of the game, because clearly there was some magic in this fucking weapon, and it taught me the importance of the moveset over the power of the weapon. Because it's just like, even though this was significantly weaker than my high-level sword, I was able to overcome the boss by just getting a new, feeling some new scenery and just trying out something else.
So not only was it a difficult thing, but it taught you a lesson. It
taught me a lesson.
Lesson.
Lesson. There's absolutely a handful of games that I've just never beaten to completion. It's probably a lot from my childhood. There's one in particular that I'm still bitter about, and I see it crop up on my Facebook on these days every once in a while, and it just fills me with rage because I haven't beaten it. I own the Wii edition of Okami, and there's a part in it where you have to convince Mr. Orange that he's magical and make the orange blossom tree blossom, except the exact same button scheme for filling in the orange blossoms and making trees bloom is also the button for making the sun appear. And I've never beaten that game.
That seems like such, like, we're expecting, like, tough-ass boss fights, but, like, that's wow.
It's so, I watched so many videos about how to actually beat it, and I was like, I just have really fucking shitty luck. I either do it too slowly, or I make a sun.
Just fuck this shit! I just never have come back to it. That's amazing.
Because I lived by the philosophy when I was younger of, like, okay, if I'm stuck on this part of the game, I'll just, like, come back to it in 3 months. It'll be fresh in my head, and I'll beat it on the first few tries. And that just never fucking happened without Kami.
Now, I have a similar thing. It's usually not 3 months. It's usually, like, maybe an hour or the next day.
Let's see. I have one. So, this was a long-ass time ago, like, middle school probably, like, 8th grade.
Pre-beard?
Like, in the transitional period.
It's time to bud.
No, I had the shittiest middle school facial hair.
Oh, no.
It was...
Let's not talk about it.
No. Yeah, it must have been 8th grade. I had just bought Tales of Symphonia on the GameCube. And this isn't any, like, a boss fight that anyone has had a lot of trouble with. I was just really bad at the game at the time. And it was the first actual dungeon of the game where you fought those, like, fire dog things. I forget what they're called.
Fire dogs.
Probably, honestly. Yeah. The names in that game are not very
probably
unique.
Probably all Cerberus. If I know JRPGs, it's just like names of Greek shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I made it all the way through the dungeon with, like, zero trouble, and I fought the boss, and I was legit stuck on that boss for, like, 2 weeks. I could not beat it, no matter how hard I tried. So I just gave up. I rage quit one day, and I was like, no. And I didn't touch the game for, like, a year. And then I came back to it and beat the boss on the first try.
That's okay. It's conflicted emotions, I imagine. You know, you're sitting there, just like, I beat it, but fuck! You know, maybe have me die a couple times, you know, I kind of want to feel that feeling of overcoming it. But instead, I just body it, and I'm ashamed of my year younger self.
Yeah. Oh, man. You know, I know there's a lot. I know there's a lot that's given me trouble over the years, but I can't. I can think of, like, two, but they're not, like, fucking triumphs. Like,
Mine isn't either. Yeah. Mine's failure.
One of them, more recently, the fucking new Ratchet & Clank game. There's this fucking racing section in it, and you have to beat the fucking track in, like, 1:36 or something. It's some fucking jank-ass time. And I would always get, like, half of a second right under it. Almost every single time, and I don't quite know how it fucking happened so many times. And it was after I'd already finished the game. I'm like fucking 90% trophy completion at this point, so I'm like, I need like three more trophies and I'm fucking done. So and one of the other ones was like fucking New Game Plus, so I fucking rage went into New Game Plus. I spent like well over an hour on it, fucking long ass time, multiple occasions. I'm like, fuck, I'm gonna do New Game Plus in a second. I'm fucking bullshit. And one I remember when I was super young, like early PS1, was fucking Scooby-Doo and the Cyber Chase.
Oh my god!
Which that game controls like garbage. It's not easy because it controls like garbage. And I remember this specific area where...
I never beat my Scooby-Doo game. God damn it.
Where there were like samurais, and there was like a bunch of them, and you had to jump on like a very small platform... But, like, the knockback of it would always send you back into a fucking pit, and you just keep dying.
I got stuck at the same spot!
It was like the 2D section.
Yeah!
Yeah, and there was just, like, fucking 10 of them, and it was... You have to throw pies at them, but I'm not sure I had enough pies. Or some garbage like that.
Oh, man.
I want to find that Scooby-Doo game.
Which one?
It was for the PS2. It was very dark. And I think I didn't know how to fix the brightness setting at the time, because it was very dark, like to the point where I didn't know where I was going outside. I remember there was a haunted house, though.
It was like when I tried playing Dark Souls on a CRT.
You poor soul. Unfortunate
soul. I mean, you guys have played Bloodborne on the CRT.
Yeah, that
was not me. I'm fucking HD. I cannot play again with a fucking CRT. I need that gorgeous gloss as all this blood pours everywhere.
We liked having things besides Bloodborne on the TV.
Yeah. No, I get that. I'm just saying, I personally would never play Bloodborne on a CRT.
We got two questions from Colin. Name a series that is in desperate need of a reboot and or shakeup, and why? For Colin, it is Soul Calibur.
I found it. It's Night of 100 Frights. I never beat that game.
Because it's terrible. Adam.
Yeah?
Would you like to go first for this question?
Oh, shit.
You know, if you'd asked me this, like pre-E3, I absolutely would have said God of War. Because God of War fucking sucks.
I don't know if I'd say that, but they're definitely not... They're not the masterpieces everybody says they are.
Yeah.
They're coming out with Papa Cray.
Yep.
I might be able to think of something else. Come back to me.
All
right, Dan. I appreciate you letting me know first, but it was just unfortunate timing.
But he had grown accustomed to being last.
Dan.
First off, I fully agree with Colin on Soul Calibur. That thing needs a lot of new life breathed into it, especially after the train wreck that was 5.
Yeah, maybe don't remove the best characters and replace them with shitty 8-year-olds.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Except Zvi. Zvi can stay. Zvi can stay.
Isn't Soul Calibur all right. Like all boobs?
Pretty much. Well, what fighting game is it?
Yeah,
the ones
Dead or Alive.
The ones from like the early 90s where they were still in 16-bit?
I mean, that's like in the era where everyone was just like this the whole time? Exactly. And their titties were just like...
But they could have also been fists.
Titty or fist? The 1990s edition. Is that a titty or a fist? The world may never know. But yeah, pretty much every fighting game has the titty babes, and they're probably
titty babes and muscle dudes.
Titty babes, muscle dudes,
and wizards,
and Bruce Lee. Every single one's got Bruce Lee. Yeah. Speaking of which, when's Law coming for Street Fighter?
At all. I hope he does. We don't have Fei Long. We need something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like there's a lot. I'm just not thinking of anything.
Yeah. I can't think of anything that really needs a reboot. But, like, when it comes along for something that I want to have a reboot, I'll be like, oh, my God!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Onimusha.
Yes! Onimusha.
Yes. They are these sort of Japanese horror thing. It's almost like a spiritual predecessor to the Neo. Would say a spiritual predecessor to the Souls franchise. it's a very, like, it's an action RPG. But it's got, like, the... it's got the very, like, Resident Evil, like, sort of set camera angles. Mm-hmm. It's like the camera's, like, set in a specific spot, and you kind of, like, go through areas, and it's very, like, with garbage, like, Ingrishy voice acting, and, like, you absorb souls, and, wow, it's actually very much like a Souls game.
Yeah.
But it wasn't that hard. I mean, they were pretty tough because it was a real video game. Like, the shit we get nowadays, it's like, succeed! But, like, yeah, I missed that franchise.
Tatsunoko versus Capcom is what got me into Onimusha, because Kaji Nosoki was in the game.
Really?
Yeah. I need to play. He was fucking broken.
I can imagine. What else needs to be put?
I don't fucking know. Like, I'm trying to think back to, like, Super Nintendo.
Hold on, let me go into my Steam library and see if there's, like, literally anything that I can think of.
There are two more recent ones. Like,
yeah.
I think especially after the newest installment, I think Dead Rising needs some time off and some directional changes. Because the shit they're doing to Dead Rising is, like, sad at this point. And it's not, it's no longer Dead Rising, it's just, like, a zombie game with some cool weapons. I think the scope that they have for those games are way too big right now. I think they need to go back to, like, their focused small areas. And, like, give it more charm. And not charm in the way that they gave 4, because the way they gave 4 charm was just have Frank West say some funny lines of dialogue. And so even with 3, they completely fucking took all the fun out of 3 as well. And it's a shame, because those games are fantastic. And they deserve the love again.
Yeah, it's kind of...
I always have a hard time thinking about games that need a reboot, because, like, I feel like most games probably don't need one unless they had a really, really bad release.
Twisted Metal could use one.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this thing.
Their most recent game was awful.
It's fucking garbage. I would love a good Twisted Metal game, but I don't know if that can exist in 2017.
No.
I have 3.
Ooh, okay.
Okay.
Alright, so...
Are they all mechs?
No. As a matter of fact, none of them are mechs.
Oh, my God. Are they weeb?
Could be.
Are they? I don't know, actually.
Just give your answer.
Okay, number one, first and foremost, F-Zero.
Oh my, yes. Okay. There's, like, no fucking racing game that captures speed as well as F-Zero does.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even care if it's a reboot. I just want an F-Zero game, period. Yeah. The last one came out over a decade ago.
I need more...
In Japan only, on the GBA.
Gross. I need more yes in my life. I really
just
do.
Play Smash.
Get the Fast Racing Neo team to work on it. Fast Racing Neo is basically F-Zero.
You just hire them.
Yeah. Number two, Captain Commando.
I've never heard of this game.
Yeah, a lot of people haven't. The only reason he's even known nowadays is because he was in Marvel vs. Capcom 2. He was supposed to be Capcom's mascot back in the NES. But then they were like, oh no, Mega Man. And other like, oh no, Ryu. But he had one really bad game. Just called Captain Commando. But as a character, he's just really cool and really stupid. And I just want to see him in, like, a Platinum-style action game. Because his attacks are just ridiculous. And they're all named after, like, stupid shit. Like, he has this one attack where he just punches his fist into the ground. And there's this huge, like, pillar of energy. And it's called Captain Corridor. I don't know why, but yeah.
End game three.
Game three is Gargoyle's Quest.
It's also one I haven't heard of.
It's a spinoff of Ghosts and Goblins, focusing on Firebrand.
Okay.
Gargoyle's Quest 1 and 2 were pretty solid, but I'm talking really about Gargoyle's Quest 3, a.k.a. Demon's Crest. It's one of the best games on the Super Nintendo, and Firebrand needs a lot more love than he gets. And play Demon's Crest. It's incredible.
I would also love a reboot to Dark Cloud. It is another action RPG. I am a fan of action RPGs. But these games have butt-to-garbage gameplay. So I would love literally to just have a game where all I do is farm and build my weapon up from a little dagger to a beautiful, over-designed, ugly-looking monster. And I just want that experience again, but I don't want to play such a bad game. So if you could just update the gameplay and do it again, that'd be really nice.
I
hate this person. Two games.
Golden Sun.
Yes.
Because I played Golden Sun on an emulator a while back, and I really enjoyed it. And also a game that needs either a remaster. Well, actually, two games that need either a remaster or like a shakeup. Rule of Rose and Haunting Grounds. They're both horror PS2 games that had a really limited release in America. And were almost controversial. I know Rule of Rose was super controversial over here.
Yeah.
And Kennedy wrote an article about it, which can be found on the Lifecast, and I'll link it. But I don't think Haunting Grounds was as controversial. It just had a super limited release.
Oh, Haunting Grounds.
Yeah, Haunting Grounds.
Hunting Grounds.
No,
Haunting Grounds. That's why I've heard of Haunting Grounds.
Oh, okay. I was about to say. No, they're games that I've watched someone play through, and I really want to play them for myself, but I don't want to spend $300 to buy them.
Emulation.
It's okay. I'll do that.
If the ISOs aren't horrible, because limited release tend to have really fragile ISOs.
Yeah. I think I tried it once and it didn't work. Granted, that was when I had my other shitty laptop and not a gaming PC.
I have two. Okay. But I don't know how well they translate. I just kind of got skipped over in this whole thing.
Oh.
one of them is Spyro.
Yeah.
It doesn't need one. The games work fine.
Yeah.
I imagine they probably haven't aged well, but I'm just very nostalgic for that series.
Yeah.
And I feel like, especially in the second one, where the worlds are so diverse, that would translate really well to HD.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one, I have no idea how well this would work out, but I remember watching my brother play Contra on our MAME emulator on the computer. And I just feel like that would be really cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if you'd keep like the same like side scroll way or if you'd translate to another way.
Mm.
There was a really good, it's more of a reboot than a remake. So a reboot of Contra Hard Corps on the Sega Genesis released on PSN a couple years back. I forget exactly what it was called. It was Hard Corps something, and it was developed by Arc System Works. Incredible, incredible shoot 'em up. Very, very good.
Adam. Your games.
Oh, I already said two, but I could say another
one. Oh, okay. We were waiting to come back to you.
I guess I said them out of order.
Sorry.
I think Forza could use a change up.
Okay.
Not the Horizon franchise, because Horizon's fine where it is. It's not, like, beat to the ground yet. But I think the Motorsport franchise could absolutely use a change up. And Cabela's Big Game Hunter.
A bit of an unpopular opinion there, but okay.
We need more textures.
We need more textures in these animals.
Alright. And
second question. The textures are.
Second question from Colin. What's your most anticipated release of 2017?
Nioh.
Persona 5.
Nioh is definitely one of them for me. Ni No Kuni 2 also. Breath of the Wild. Literally, I have already decided I'm going to buy a Switch day one so I can sit my ass down and play Breath of the Wild.
If Breath of the Wild actually comes out in March, I'll buy a Switch on release.
Yeah, me too.
Fuck, man.
Watch regardless. So I'm a sucker.
Horizon and Red Dead.
Hey, good choices.
Tacoma for me. It's Windjammers? The fucking and Windjammers.
It's just in big letters on this list. It's spaced out.
It's Fulbright's new game, Fulbright, and the Gone Home People. And Tacoma's coming out this year. And it's like a space, it's like an astronaut story.
Okay.
And it looks fucking dope as hell.
I'm actually excited for that. I quite enjoyed Gone Home.
Yeah.
I would have enjoyed Gone Home if I didn't spoil it for myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That game just doesn't work if you
if
you know it.
If you know it and you don't play it in one sitting.
Yeah.
Well,
I
mean, not.
I don't know if you can play that game in not one sitting. It's like 2 minutes long.
Yeah, yeah, it's like super short.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, I have one more that I'm really excited for. Outside of Horizon.
Yes.
Pyre.
Pyre looks great.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
New game from Supergiant?
Yup. Mm-hmm.
Whoo!
The fucking sports ball game they're making.
I don't remember if Nier's coming out next year, but
yeah,
so,
it is.
Yes.
Nier's coming out like in a few months, isn't it?
Yeah, Nier's coming out this year.
Then Nier as well.
Yes. Also, one that I'm really excited for, and I have been for a while, that's not coming out next year, even though I wanted it to, and even though they said it was gonna, Cyberpunk 2077.
That's not coming out for a fucking decade.
No, it's not.
Like, they're still making Witcher content. Like, that's not going to happen.
I know.
Yeah, it's not next year.
It is not next year. It's not 2018. It's not 2019. It's not 2020.
I mean, hey, it gives me time to play Witcher games so I can be excited for Cyberpunk.
I'll give you 2021, maybe.
It's right going to come out in 2077.
Right. It's a Death Stranding. 2021's looking pretty fucking lit.
Death Stranding's going to be pushed back into 2025.
Yeah, I doubt that game even gets finished, but that's a different story.
It's also Kojima, so for all we know, it might be released tomorrow.
Yeah.
It'll be at the end of the Switch announcement.
He just hacks fucking Nintendo.
Death Stranding available now! Death Stranding on Switch!
It's like the Sombra intro, it's just like, it's like a trailer
just in a room and you're like,
he do that! He
do that! And just like,
I get like, you know, when she gives like the kiss, it's like a Kojima just sitting on a computer.
But how salty would Konami be if Nintendo bought him instead?
I mean, he's already gonna deal with Sony.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they're already upset.
Yeah, because they made his career way bigger than it ever would have been if he kept working for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, it backfired like super big.
Like, they wanted to fire him. They didn't want him to become a fucking like world-renowned champion.
He's a martyr! He's basically a martyr, but he's alive. He gets all the benefits of being a martyr. With none of the negatives.
None of the negative.
I can't believe Hideo Kojima died for our sins.
No, it's in Death Stranding.
Yeah, he's gonna die. He's what Death Stranding, Stranding? No, is just him crucifying himself.
No, it's
just all an Norman Reedus with a baby.
It's just a mask.
And some black smoke.
I don't know.
Is Kojima the black smoke?
Did I just hear Sonic ring?
Yes, you did.
Yes, I've been hearing Sonic rings for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, same.
I'm deaf, so I didn't mean anything.
And a final question, which is from Kennedy. What is the first game you all obsessed over?
That I obsessed over? Like, in terms of, like, wanting to play it constantly, or in terms of fan base?
Yeah. Because I have two very different answers.
For both. For wanting to play it constantly, it was actually Twilight Princess for me. Yeah. For fan base, probably Animal Crossing. New Leaf.
First game, I have distinct memories of like, nigga, let me play that game or I'ma fuck you up. Was Super Mario 64. Yeah. Back when I'm just a little baby, and I'm just like, yo, I need to just spin in circles and then do the three jump, triple jump thing. All I did was triple jump. Literally, like, to this day, if I'm allowed to triple jump in a Mario game, it is literally, I traverse via triple jumps.
Yeah.
There is no walking. There is no jumping once or twice. There's failing triple jumps, but there's always attempts at triple jumps. And that term is, like, the first time I was, like, obsessed with the fucking game, and all I did was, like, go online and try to figure out what the fuck is up. Dark Souls.
My first game that I got, like, really, really into was probably Super Mario Galaxy. I just remember, like, not wanting to progress in that game, and I was perfectly content with just playing the B level forever.
Yo.
What?
I fucking agree with that.
What's your stance on B-movie? Tell me right now!
We passed a car today that had a B on the antenna, and I thought of you.
That's an honest answer. I looked you dead in the eyes when you said that to me. And then...
Again, when did Nintendo came out around the same time as fucking Super Mario Galaxy, I think.
Like, launch of, like, the DS, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was, like, 2005, I had it in, like, 2006, I think. Because I obsessed over those games a lot.
Oh, okay.
Nintendogs was probably the first game where I would, like, religiously play every single day.
Yeah.
Because I would feel guilty if I didn't feed my dog. Oh, yeah, even though she was a piece of shit. No, because I didn't know the personalities mattered. So I picked like a really bitch ass dog in the first game. And I was like, fuck you, I'm getting new dogs that are nice and tired. Like, no, I lived for the one that said they like to sleep a lot. Because I'd just throw the tennis ball at their head and they'd be like, no. Fuck off.
Alright, so... The first game that I was just like, yo, I need to play this all the time was Pokemon Colosseum.
Yo.
Because, like, prior to having my GameCube, the only system I had was a PlayStation 1 with, like, four games. And none of them were really good, per se. Except for Blaster Master and, like, half of Yu-Gi-Oh.
Blaster Master blasting you.
Yeah.
Was it the U or the Gi or the O?
What? It was the... turning a Karibo into a blue-eyes white dragon. That's what it was.
So that's the O.
Yeah, that's the O. So I didn't really play any, like, really outstanding games until Pokemon Colosseum, and then I, like, beat it in 2 days. And then I replayed it immediately.
I could never beat that game. I got stuck at, I think Suicune was the last, like, legendary dog.
Was it the last one?
I think it was the last legendary dog. And I just couldn't, like, catch it.
Yeah,
and I don't want to beat the guy. And I just, like, couldn't catch him. And I just got really mad and I stopped playing.
I was an idiot and caught Entei in the Master Ball. Because it was the first one.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I have to get the secret. I'm like, this is the end of the game!
Nope. And then I spent, like, 10 hours trying to capture the Shadow Tyranitar. And it was, like, the worst. But yeah, that was definitely the first one I really, like, super got into from playing it. Probably.
Like, the games... like, two come to mind. The games that, like, when I was, like, fucking six, the games I just never, ever wanted to stop playing were Pokemon Snap and Sonic Adventure 1. Like, those games, I was just, like...
You never told me about this.
I just love Sonic Adventure
1. Suddenly, a lot of things make more sense.
I never heard about this.
I just love Sonic Adventure 1. It's still...
I love Sonic 2. It's just, I didn't know you did.
Oh, at a time.
You know, yeah. I mean, like, they're all garbage games.
Yeah, like, at a time. Sonic Adventure was one of, like, the games where... I'd play a lot.
Yeah, me too.
Don't let Rich know.
Didn't we have that whole discussion about when we found out, like, you were a Sonic fan before Rich
was?
And then Rich was an uber Sonic fan when you fell off.
Wait, isn't Rich older than you? What, did he join late?
Yeah, yes. Like in high school.
What the No, whoa, I'm not ready for this life-changing revelation.
There's no childhood nostalgia attached to his love of Sonic.
Oh, yeah, this is the semester you became
disadult,
Rich.
What's wrong with him?
Like, yeah, this was the semester you became ghost president. That's when we discovered it.
I remember that.
Nigga, I've been a Sonic fan my entire life.
I haven't been.
For about a little over...
Oh, fuck. Before. Sonic might have even been before Super Mario 64. Oh, shit.
Do you need to change
Sonic
your
and
answer?
Tails. I need to change my answer. Sonic and fucking Tails. That was my game when I was a little, like, actually probably a baby playing that fucking game. Whoa.
Like, Sonic Adventure 1 might actually be the game I've, like, replayed the most for just because of how much I played it as a fucking shit game.
He's not going to get away! Whoa, my entire worldview has been shattered.
Just because I mentioned Sonic.
This is what happens. Every time someone brings up Sonic, my life has changed for the worse.
Oh,
if it makes you feel better, my friend brought up Sonic in high school, and I thought he was irrelevant at that point. I thought he just kind of, like, fell off the face of the earth, and I was like, they still make games?
Okay, I misinterpreted that. I thought you had a friend, they mentioned Sonic, and then you, from that point, they were irrelevant to you.
I'm not that petty! I was like,
god damn, Sydney, it's fucking cold! Okay, that makes a lot more sense. Okay, sorry I interrupted you with my soliloquy.
And Melee. Melee was like the game where like I'd go into school and discuss my favorite items to use and shit like that. And be like, man, I fucking love the beam sword.
Have you seen the thumper, though? No one appreciates the thumper.
No one truly appreciates Mr. Saturn enough.
Yeah, no one knew.
Because no one knew how to fucking shield.
Yeah, they couldn't block. All we did was fucking roll.
Wow. All I did was die.
Yes,
and wait for a hammer. And then proceed to kill myself with a hammer.
But if someone's jumping, you're like, I gotcha! Then you just jump off of them. Because you can't turn around.
My melee career is perpetually dying.
Oh, man.
Jeez.
I actually have a surprising one for fandom.
Yeah?
Oddly enough, it's not Mega Man. Yeah.
What is it? You're just going to leave us in suspense until we end the podcast?
I got one!
Shining Force, actually.
Oh, okay.
Shining Force is a turn-based strategy RPG, kind of like Fire Emblem, but like a lot better.
Shots fired. Bang, bang.
With a really, like, mediocre but super fun story and, like, shit tons of memorable characters and absolutely gorgeous graphics for the time. Because this was, like, a Sega Genesis game.
Yeah.
It was one of the prettiest games, like, of the time. Bar none. And it's just, like, I had then found out after playing that, which this was back when I was, like, 7. Maybe, and I had the PC port of Sega Smash Pack 2, and it was on there. And then later I found out, hey, I can emulate things. Oh shit, there was a Shining Force 2, 3, 4, and 5. And then I just went through all of them, and I was like, yo, these games are fucking great. And I just talked about it a lot.
Okay.
And then shortly after, I got into Mega Man.
So, I guess that about calls it for this podcast. It was a little long, but thank you for sticking around with us. Next week, we're going to have our Game of the Year discussion.
Yeah.
Game of the Year brawls.
Yep.
Yeah,
we're going to punch each other.
People in the face repeatedly.
But I can't block.
Yeah. I'm just going to spam overheads.
Spam overheads. Oh, Luftrausers is going to win best soundtrack again.
I can't wait.